Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, I suspect that it is rather a commonplace to connect the celebration of Easter with the coming of the springtime. And I think there is a very real connection between them. After all, on Easter, we celebrate the beginning of new life as we commemorate the resurrection of Jesus Christ and find in that resurrection our own sense of renewal and a basic commitment, a refreshment of our entire existence. But it is connected as well with the coming of spring, the renewal of all of nature, the budding forth of flowers, the beginning of the sprouting of those things that sustain us in our bodily existence. It is probably one of the reasons why the Church has always insisted that when we decorate the Church for especially major feast days, that we do it with real flowers that came from nature, natural rather than artificial. For it is in that natural reality of the way in which we touch the celebration that we find that there is indeed, in the resurrection, a new life for both humans and for the earth. I remark upon this because recently, of course, there has been a widespread concern for the environment and for the protection and care of the natural world. And I think that in order to respond to this concern, Christians should look at that connection between the resurrection of Christ and the renewal of the earth in springtime. And because of this is a new manner of looking at nature. First of all, we have to understand that human persons are as much a part as of nature as anything else in the environment. We do not stand aloof from it or apart from it, but we are in fact very much enmeshed in it. We also, as Christian believers, come to understand that the power of redemption in Jesus Christ actually has been extended to all of creation. And I think it is a very useful thing to understand how, in fact, as we celebrate new life in the resurrection, we experience new life in the coming of the springtime. And it brings us to a sense of our own responsibility for created nature, of which we are very much a part. And our understanding of our relationship to this created nature must begin with an understanding that all existence is a gift. It's a gift that we have not earned, we could not purchase, we certainly didn't deserve. It was simply given to us. And that should awaken in us a profound wonder and awe in existence. Isn't that the fundamental philosophical question that has been asked for ages and ages? Why does something exist rather than nothing? Why is it here? And when we realize the giftedness, not only of our own lives, but the life of the whole created order, it does bring us to a more effective sense of our responsibility to the world around us, to our environment, to what it means, how it was given to us for our sustaining, but also for our stewardship. The natural world is given to us for, I think, two reasons. One, the natural world, although it is in no sense divine, is still a revelation of the divinity of God, his goodness, his care. And the second reason that the created order was given to us was to give us an appropriate home, a place where we might live, rejoice in the gift of life, also a place to worship and honor the Creator. Oh yes, as we are taught in sacred scripture, here we have no lasting home, that in this world we are living, pressing toward another world, a new heaven and a new earth, the new Jerusalem, and therefore we have no lasting place here and now. But we have to understand that although we are passing through the present world, it is nonetheless the place and the scene of where our salvation is worked out. And in, I think, taking a new approach to the environment about us, to the understanding of what creation is, we grow also in the sense of another responsibility that is given to us. And the first part of that responsibility is to understand what has been given to us by previous generations, by their care and concern, their work. And that should invoke in us not only a useful historical memory, but also a gratitude and a deeper sense of what it means to receive a gift. But as we acknowledge what has been given to us, we understand that we have the responsibility to preserve and enhance it, to allow it to continue to express its reality, its purpose. And in preserving and enhancing it, we then understand the responsibility to pass it on to the next generation. I think this is something that we need to recover. There is a very little sense, often, of what has been given to us, and sometimes a very weakened sense of what we need to give to another generation of passing on. It begins in an understanding that we are part of a chain of existence, a chain of a continuing community. And it does begin, as Pope Francis reminded us in his recent encyclical Laudato Si, that so often an appropriate sense of the world in which we live begins with thankfulness. And with that understanding of gift and what that gift is offered us and what responsibility it calls us to. For we understand that the natural world is given to us to make fruitful and to allow to sustain human life. We are to remember that we too are of the earth. In fact, the name Adam could very well be translated as earth man. And we are the connection between the material and the spiritual worlds. But rooting this in our experience of Easter, of the resurrection of Christ, I think will allow us to approach all of existence with a deeper reverence and a profound hope, and an understanding of the caring hand of God's providence. And in that way, we can do the work to which we are called here on earth, understanding that it is proper to human life to work to sustain ourselves, to make the earth fruitful, but also a work that always presses on to our end, which is everlasting life. And in this way, being a connection between the material and the spiritual worlds, we can allow a transformation of the world around us, as well as a transformation of our own person, and to instill in the whole of the world a hope in the victory of Jesus Christ, risen from the dead.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.